You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickard. 2 weeks ago, we spoke with one of our reporters covering Superior Days, an annual advocacy event where leaders from northern Wisconsin come to the state capitol to lobby for issues of importance to their part of the state. One of the big items at this year's event, as well as in previous years, was the proposed expansion of Highway 2, the major east-to-west thoroughfare in northern Wisconsin. Leaders there were hoping for a four-lane expansion, but it's an idea the State Department of Transportation hasn't been receptive to so far. Here with us now to follow up on that story are two of the area's economic development leaders. Scotty Sandstrom is the executive director of the Bayfield County Economic Development Corporation. Scotty, welcome to the program.
Hello.
And Dale Kupchak is with us, too. He's the executive director of the Ashland Area Development Corporation. Dale, welcome to you.
And good afternoon to you also.
And Dale, we'll start with you. Why do you think Highway 2 in northern Wisconsin should be expanded?
Well, a number of reasons. Number one, I've been in economic development here for about 17 years, and at this time we get a number of requests for proposals from Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, the former Department of Commerce, and it's for companies looking to move into Wisconsin or companies looking to expand in Wisconsin. And there are basically five questions that you have to answer. One is, do you have enough industrial park land to fit our needs? We can answer yes to that. Do you have sufficient water and sewer available to fit our needs? Yes, we can answer that. Do you have sufficient natural gas and electricity to meet our needs? The answer is yes. Do you have an airport that can handle a corporate jet? Yes. The last question, are you within 5 miles of a four-lane highway? No. If you cannot respond yes to all five questions, then you cannot respond to the proposal. So that eliminates northern Wisconsin from applying, trying to attract businesses from out of the state or out of the area into northern Wisconsin.
Do you see that as something that's hindered the economic development of Wisconsin so far, Scotty?
Well, it certainly does delay the growth, because we've seen, as the connection from north of Eau Claire up to Superior, the initial push for that four lane started about 30 years ago, and when that came to fruition about 10 years after that began, it really did create a good economic boost for Superior. They have some very viable, strong hubs for shipping, the trucking industry there, and so it really has made a stronger promise for that area. And so we see that as what would happen here, that the four-lane would just boost the opportunities for growth, as Dale said, to be able to bid on proposals for companies to come in so we could grow more jobs here.
And Dale, let's go to you next. If there were to be a four-lane expansion of Highway 2, currently a two-lane highway, what do you see as being the outcome, the difference in northern Wisconsin's future?
I think there'd be a big difference. You know, like we said, you know, a lot of your larger companies do not want to ship product on a two-lane because of time frame. Also, tourism. I know as my family, we're going on vacation. We're headed to a destination. We want to get there. With a four-lane, that would give the opportunity to get there much quicker, and I think it would bring more people into northern Wisconsin. And just for a quick point, we are really appreciative of the DOT for putting in passing lanes and trying to improve Highway 2. We really appreciate that, but we're just looking for the next step here.
And for people who aren't familiar with Highway 2, this is an east-west road. How big a thoroughfare is this in northern Wisconsin, Dale?
Basically, it would be from just east of Superior, on where Highway 2 and 53 meet, to Hurley, where 2 and 51 meet, and then from Hurley down to Tomahawk. And it's basically 160 miles.
And some people are saying that this proposed expansion mirrors that of Highway 53, the major highway leading to northern Wisconsin. What effect did that expansion have, do you think, Scotty?
Well, I mentioned some of that earlier, but it really did tie the west side of the state to the four-lane system, as it ties to the Interstate 35 going south of Duluth as well. But it just did the whole loop, you know, down to Madison, over to Milwaukee, and so forth. So for the businesses up in the Superior market to get their products to market sooner, it certainly had improved that just tremendously.
Dale, what have you heard just sort of anecdotally talking to business people, talking to people who drive the highway because they're on vacation with their families? What do people say about the experience of driving a two-lane Highway 2?
Well, I think, you know, the experience is nice. But again, we talk about the economics of it, shipping, and then, you know, if you're on vacation, most people want to get to the destination. And I think that is a big thing. You know, up here with a two-lane, there's not much for, you know, you have the forest is next to the highway, it's good scenery, but the other side of it is, you know, it's a little bit harder to drive on a two-lane up here, especially in the wintertime with the snow and icy conditions. I think it, for safety, is another reason to be much better, even though we are a very safe bunch of drivers in northern Wisconsin, and that's one of the reasons that the DOT has given that there's not a lot of priority because of we are safe drivers. If there were a lot of safety issues, then it would be more of a priority.
And there's, you know, a lot of heavy traffic, trucking traffic, logging traffic comes all the way from the Upper Peninsula of Michigan all the way through. And, of course, as Dale mentioned, we're thankful for the passing lanes that have been affected here, but it would just streamline that even more with the severe weather that we do have, the critical care of vehicles and so forth. It would just, help the safety very much.
Now, over the years, the State Department of Transportation, it's been reluctant to approve this project. This time seems to be another case in that point. Dale, why is that?
I think there's a couple reasons. One of them I mentioned is that funding is a big issue nowadays. As you know, the politics in Madison, and, you know, there's not funding. We were told when we were in Madison there's going to be two major projects funded, and they're both in southern Wisconsin this year. So I think funding is a big issue. I think nobody wants to raise gas taxes, and they have been raising a number of years. So I think that's an issue. The cost of road construction has gone up considerably in the last 10, 15 years, you know, since the last gas tax was raised. And I think just overall, it's just, I guess the one example would be with the money that was given back in tax refunds last year, was probably about $800 million, and the cost of the four-lane highway is basically $1 million per mile each way. So that's $2 million. So if you take that $2 million a mile times 160 miles, about $320 million, that would have paid for the project from Superior to Tomahawk. Also would have created a large amount of construction jobs over the next 5 to 10 years. So, I mean, there are ways to do it, but I think it's just the fact that we're northern Wisconsin and there's more traffic in southern Wisconsin, middle part of the state, so I think that's kind of the priority at this time.
Scotty, now that a proposed iron ore mine in northern Wisconsin seems like it's off the table, at least for now, does this further hurt the chances that this project could be approved?
Well, it certainly creates a challenge of maybe a closer time frame, but we understand that in order to do anything, one needs to be persistent, and we've done that over the years on this project. And what was shared down at Superior Days with the Secretary Gottlieb, we asked the question, you know, from here on, you know, what should we do to kind of keep this in front of you folks? And he shared that the DOT has a Transportation Projects Commission, and that's one of the ways that certainly be a initiative to help us continue to keep in touch with this issue, and Dale and I are intending to look more into that and see how that we don't let it lie, but be persistent, and we just feel it's very crucial for the economic development of the area and for the other issues that we shared. So yes, it can put a challenge into it, but we will go forward.
If I could add one thing to that, mm-hmm. Without the mine, it's not a negative thing. The other side of the coin where there is, we have a large logging industry up here, and we have a very poor rail service up here. So we have more logging trucks on the road than really should be in order for the loggers to get their wood to market. So with a freeway, four-lane system, that would alleviate some of the congestion and things like that. So there's both sides of the coin. Without the mine, it might be detrimental, but on the same side, without good rail, it's a negative because it would be better to have the four lanes for the heavy truck traffic we have with the logging industry.
And Dale, just briefly as we wrap up, the Transportation Secretary has said that they're not going to expand this. They're going to focus on areas where congestion and safety are bigger concerns. He said, absent an enormous amount of money being dropped on us, I don't see it happening. Just being honest with you. What's your response?
And I understand that, but that's the reason we need to work with the legislature. They need to come up with more funding, whether it be raise a gas tax or anything. You know, costs of things keep going up. And infrastructure is a big part of economic development. Without infrastructure, you know, earlier, first part of the show, I did talk about the five questions they ask. It's all about infrastructure.
And we leave it there. Scotty and Dale, thank you so much for joining us. That was Scotty Stanstrom, Executive Director of the Bayfield County Economic Development Corporation, and Dale Krupchak, Executive Director of the Ashland Area Development Corporation. You're listening to Central Time.